And welcome to the November 1995 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I am Fred Bobie, sitting behind the ATM-25 in the Sheetrock Announce booth here at the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to write to us, our address is simply the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. On the internet, our address is gnbc@alphaalpha.wcoil, that's WCOIL.com. The dreaded voicemail system can be had at area code 419-228-4199. And for faxes, it's area code 419-221-1609. And now, you've got the fax on the DX Audio Service. Oh, we've got a lot of material here. This is one of those issues where if we were to take all the material that we have, we could literally publish two magazines. So let's get into a lot of this right now. Big thank you to all of you that have provided your full 9-digit zip code number. Now, how about the rest of you folks out there? We're trying to get our database wrapped up by the end of the year, and that also includes telephone numbers and fax numbers. Now, before you think we're going to start pestering you with phone calls, we've only used that maybe twice in the last 3 years, and that is so if we get a tape back from the post office which says you don't reside there anymore, at least we have a way of contacting you to find out what the correct address is. So if you have a telephone number and or fax number, please send that to us and we'll put it in the database. And again, that's used just in case there's an emergency or if we need to get in touch with you for some reason concerning your subscription. Speaking of addresses, Paul Mount is working on a new email address list for DX Audio Service and National Radio Club members, and he asks people to get in touch with him at his email address as soon as possible. Send your email address to him at 72212.441@compuserve.com or SWKX26B if you're on Prodigy, and PMOUNTNJ if you're on AOL, and of course that is .com. I'm looking for any email or fax addresses for reading services for the blind, either on tape or the subcarrier variety, or perhaps radio stations. If you got those, pass them on to headquarters here in Lima. We have a DX get-together, which is going to be happening on November 4th. Joe Fella, F-E-L-A, at 150 Robert Place, South Plainsfield, New Jersey, 07080, is planning a get-together on Saturday, November 4th, from 1 p.m. to who knows when. Now, although the get-together will be primarily for TV and FM DXers, AM DXers are cordially invited to attend. You can call Joe at area code 908-755-3852 for more information. I've got some information concerning subscriptions and some of the rules of the club, but we'll get to those a little bit later. Right now, Chris Connor is in to introduce Jerry Starr.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month, we have three editions of The Switch, and we start with reference number 368. And this begins with a flash bulletin from M Street in Washington, D.C. Of course, M Street is where you'll find the Federal Communications Commission, and it looks like the FCC has done it again. This time, they have officially scrapped that what was supposed to be official list of stations moving to the expanded band that was released last year. Just as we went to press, we learned that the FCC has rescinded the entire list. As the result of several petitions filed by unsuccessful applicants, the FCC has now admitted that there were errors in their engineering database and so-called improvement factors that were used to generate the list of stations moving to the expanded band that was released last year. They have also now redefined the U.S.-Canadian border. Previously, the border included some water boundaries. The commission is changing this to define the border as land mass only. In addition, the database may have overprotected, in their words, some TIS stations. The result of this whole mess? Well, the FCC will have to completely redo the computer modeling with all these changes and generate a brand new list of stations who can apply to move to the new frequencies between 1610 and 1700. What do you do with your old list? Well, you can keep it as a souvenir of FCC ineptness, or you can toss it in the circular file where it now belongs. The new list could be significantly different from the list that was previously released. Now let's move on to some call letter changes on 640 WISZ in Zeeland, Michigan, changes to WBYY. That's half of a call swap. Here's the other half. 810 WBYY, Rockford, Michigan, becomes WISZ. On 1260 KFAS in Casa Grande, Arizona, becomes KKER. 1350 WDAR, Darlington, South Carolina, becomes WDZS. 1410 WIQR, Prattville, Alabama, changing to WVKK. And on 1450 WKRI in Warwick, Rhode Island, becomes WHIM. WHIM is a call that previously was on 1110. The WHIM call and programming are moving to 1450. 1110 will return to the air with what we understand will be a Spanish format and new calls. And, of course, we'll give those to you as soon as we have them from the FCC. One application for a new station on 1340 in Elko, Nevada. Someone would like to build a new station with 1,000 watts day and night and a U1 antenna. One application of interest on 1270 KFCC, Bay City, Texas. We've told you before about the problem this station had with the FCC about moving their transmitter site without permission. They are now officially applying to move their city of license to Missouri City, Texas. Several grants of interest on 990 KRMO, Monette, Missouri, would like to change their city of license to Cassville, Missouri. As a matter of fact, that has already taken place. And on 1060, WRHL in Rochelle, Illinois, will go full-time by adding 50 watts at night. Their antenna will change to U3. Looking at otherness on 1070, WIWS in Beckley, West Virginia, that high-powered traveler information station, is now silent. On 1090, WNVY, Cantonment, Florida, is silent. 1260 KKER, Casa Grande, Arizona. We told you about that new call being assigned, and that also signals the fact that this silent station is back on the air. Something interesting happening on 1340 in Madbury, New Hampshire at WWNH. This station and its FM affiliate, WRUT, have been announcing that their 1400 station, WTIJ in Roxbury, New Hampshire, is about to begin operations. The problem? Well, WTIJ's construction permit and call were deleted and canceled by the FCC way back in 1992. Furthermore, according to M Street Journal, reports now indicate that WWNH itself may be operating without authorization, and the FCC does not believe it to be on the air. Of course, we know that it is. This could get pretty interesting. We'll keep you posted. On 1410 WVKK, Prattville, Alabama, another new call, and that means another silent station is back on the air. 1500 KJIM, Sherman, Texas. This silent station has entered into an agreement with the owners of the FM station in Sherman and may be back on the air by the time this reaches you. 1530 WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey. The FCC has issued them an STA, that's a special temporary authority, to begin operations on their expanded band frequency of 1660 kilohertz. Now, since all the other expanded band CPs are being held up while the FCC reconfigures the allotment procedures, this STA will probably assure WJDM the honor of being the first commercial operation in the expanded band. The owner, John Quinn, hopes to have the 1660 facility operational sometime in October. According to him, there are already over 16 million radios in the New York City metro with coverage to 1700 kilohertz and more than 270 million nationwide. The decision on whether or not to simulcast on 1530 and 1660 at the same time has not yet been made. They possibly may just convert the 1530 facilities to 1660. Moving on to reference number 369 and starting with call letter changes on 670 KMVP, Commerce City, Colorado. This is a new station that isn't on the air yet, but they will have new calls when they do come on the air. The new call will be KLDC. 840 KWPN, West Point, Nebraska becomes KTIC. Also on 840 KDBS in Eugene, Oregon. This station was silent. They are now back on the air with a new call of KOOK. 1130 KOFK, Milan, New Mexico, will be KCIB. 1260 KJQI, Beverly Hills, California, changing to KNNS. On 1280 WWOK in Evansville, Indiana, becomes WGBF. 1290 KPHP, Lake Oswego, Oregon, becomes KKSL. 1380 KIMN in Sacramento, California. They only had that call for storage purposes. That call has now been moved back to an FM in Denver, and so they have taken that FM's old call of KMJI. 1510 WJCO Jackson, Michigan becomes WJKN. 1590 WTOQ in Platteville, Wisconsin becomes WPVL. And on 1600 WRCC Warner Robins, Georgia goes back to their old call of WRBN. Several grants of interest on 810 WAPB in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They become full-time by adding a mighty 6 watts at night. The antenna will be U1. 1370 CHPQ in Parksville, British Columbia. They are moving to 1350 kilohertz, where they will have 10,000 watts day and night. The antenna will be U4. Looking down into otherness on 690 KRGS Rifle, Colorado. They are now here on this new frequency, formerly on 810. 750 KXEM Bakersfield, California. The construction permit to move here from 1590, where the station was licensed to McFarland, California, that has been dismissed. The station will simply remain on 1590. 750 CJVR in Melfort, Saskatchewan. The station is here. Former frequency was 1420. On 960 WJCM Sebring, Florida, is silent. 1120 WFLU, Florence, South Carolina, a long-standing construction permit for a new station that was never built, has officially been canceled. 1150 WSNW, Seneca, South Carolina, this silent station is pending a sale and should return to the air under new ownership soon. 1310 WHLV in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, is silent. 1360 WLWZ, Easley, South Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. A very slight change on 1370 WALK, Patchogue, New York. The FCC files now show this as the city of license. Formerly, they were licensed to East Patchogue, so just scratch out the East. On 1450 KDMN, Buena Vista, Colorado, this silent station is back on the air. 1460 KULA in Manawili, Hawaii, this silent station also has returned. 1470 KKFO, Coalinga, California, is silent. 1510 WKRU in Burnettown, South Carolina. According to the FCC files, this silent station's license is about to expire, 12-1-95, but the station is not on the air. Previously, it had been reported as returning to the air with the calls WVAA. Well, this was a fantasy of some sort, evidently, because it's totally incorrect. The station is still licensed with the call WKRU, and the station is still silent. Speaking of call letters, on 1520 WVOI, Toledo, Ohio, finally we know for certain that WVOI is the licensed call for this station, despite the fact that they have been using the call WJCM for all their IDs, including their legal hourly ID, for over 2 years now. Evidently, the FCC has just turned their head the other way. This call, of course, is assigned to another station. The FCC files clearly show that the Toledo call is WVOI. 1580 KTGR Columbia, Missouri is back on the air. Also on 1580 KGAL Lebanon, Oregon, this is a new station, and it is now on the air, too. Finally, we move to reference number 370 and some call letter changes. On 1150 WNTA, Rockford, Illinois becomes WRRR. And the other half of a call letter swap on 1330 WRRR in Rockford, Illinois becomes WNTA. Also on 1330 KNOW, Minneapolis, Minnesota, that wonderful town where you can have either a K or a W, they're changing their call to WMNN. 1520 WITM, Elizabethton, Tennessee, changes to WKPP. Now that's a silent station that is now returned to the air with that new call. And on 1600 KQRO in Quiro, Texas, becomes KTXC. One new station applied for in Kendall, Florida. They're applying for 1020 with 8,900 watts during the day, 980 watts at night, and a U4 antenna. Several applications from existing stations of interest on 1050. KPXE Liberty, Texas would like to move their city of license to Brookshire, Texas. And on 1510 KVCI Mineola, Texas wants to move their city of license to Canton, Texas. And finally, moving on to otherness on 1050 CFGP in Grand Prairie, Alberta, request to move to 97.7 FM. If that's granted, they will operate the 1050 facility for 6 months and then surrender their AM license. On 1060 KHYM Gilmer, Texas, this silent station is back on the air. 1120 WKCE Maryville, Tennessee, they were silent as WCGM. They are now back on the air. 1150 WCEN Mount Pleasant, Michigan, their construction permit to change from full-time to daytime only is now on the air, so now they are just 1,000 watts with a D1 antenna. 1200 WDCQ, Pine Island Center, Florida. This station temporarily silent during a sale procedure. 1540, the mighty WPTR, Albany, New York. What a surprise. This station has gone silent. It's rumored to be returning to the air soon with a new religious format. We'll keep you posted. And finally, a note on WJDM 1660 in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Some questions were raised as to how the reconfiguration of the expanded band will affect them. It is not guaranteed that they will still be assigned 1660 once the newly engineered allotment plan is finalized. This new plan may very well find WJDM assigned to a different expanded band frequency, and how this will affect their plans to come on the air in October at this point is unknown. And that'll wrap it up for this month's AM Switch. I'll see you in about 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Right now, let's see if we can determine where in this beautiful country of ours John Bowker is cruising the highways in his motorhome. Sounds like he has picked up a couple hitchhikers along the way.
Well, Jerry, thanks again very much. Yes, sir, back home again in Sun City Center, Florida. Wow. And we're just delighted to be here. We traveled over 11,000 miles this summer in the motorhome, tape recording stations as we went, and that reminds me, I've got a new favorite station. Do you remember the station at 550 up in Pawtucket, Rhode Island? WICE used to hide their call and their city of identity. What do you think of this station at 980 on the dial in Provo, Utah? That's what you're going to be listening to. See what you think of this.
KOPO Provo. This is AM 1280.
Okay, my dial was set at 980, I swear. Oh, boy. This is the travelogue you're listening to on the DX Audio Service, and I'm anxious to play for you the tape recordings of AM stations recorded over the past 40 years or so. All of these today, these stations operated or operated at one time at 1300 on the AM dial. We got a bunch of them for you. So, let's get started on this regional channel on the November 1995 travelogue.
You're listening to Radio 1300 WGNA, Plymouth, New Hampshire.
And from Plymouth, New Hampshire, in the middle of the Granite State, we move to the east coast of Massachusetts.
News is next. You're listening to News Info 1300, WJDA, Quincy, Massachusetts. It's 10 o'clock.
And from the Atlantic coastline there, we're going to go down to Connecticut. Again on the Atlantic, the Long Island Sound, actually.
WAVZ New Haven, a division of Cox Monahan Communications.
40 degrees at noon, WAVZ Eyewitness News.
That's in New Haven.
Serving all of central New York from Radio Park, this is the good life of Radio 13, WOSC, Fulton.
Further west in the Empire State, out near Buffalo, out near the Niagara frontier.
You're listening to WXRL, Lancaster, Buffalo.
Good morning. This is Pastor Jack Moore, the pastor of St. Martin Lutheran Church, located at 322 Old Falls Boulevard in North Tonawanda.
Now, this next is one of my favorite IDs. Two of them, as a matter of fact, both from Rensselaer, New York. Now, you don't know where that is, but it's an outskirt of Troy. In fact, it's where Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, RPI, is located. Listen to these two IDs. They don't need me.
This is WQBK Rensselaer. It's 1 o'clock. And the new is next. Now, CBS covers the world at 1.
CBS News, Secretary of State Alexander Haig is on his way from Buenos Aires to London.
And another good example of planning.
We'll be right here at 5:35 until 8. This is Mark Grimm. Have a good evening.
Good luck, Mark.
WQBK, Q130 Talk Radio, now leaves the air.
And not a minute too soon. Let's go down the Hudson River to the New Jersey line.
Please pick up your life on 1300 WGRC in Spring Valley.
That used to be this call letter. This goes back to the mid-60s.
We're WLIR, Spring Valley, at 1300 AM, with all your favorites from the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
stuffing the turkey as well as ourselves. From CNN headquarters in Atlanta, good morning. I'm David Hull.
I have no comment on this next one. You've enjoyed your dinner. We've been eating during the music, as I'm sure you could tell. Bill Underwood is with me. I'm John Dennett, just sitting in for Marv Bilk on this delightful Sunday. And who are we in all? We are WIMG in Ewing at the Tone, 7 o'clock. The only recordings I have of me on WIMG were taken off the program feed, and that's what you just heard. Tony Fitzherbert in one of the latest DX News refers to WIMG as being perhaps the most decrepit station in the country. I have to argue with him, but on no basis whatsoever. That 1300 slot in Trenton was of historical significance back in the 20s.
This station is alive with the sound of music. That's Les Brown, and this is WAAT Radio 13 in Trenton, New Jersey.
And in the 1930s...
The Prince of Soul!
WTNJ Trenton, the rock and soul of Central New Jersey at 1300.
That was recorded in 1956.
And you're listening to WWCH, Clarion, Pennsylvania. It's 12 o'clock noon, and that's a good time to visit Ashland Homes and also to insist...
Okay, everything's sponsored.
WXPX, West.
That's all in Pennsylvania.
Is WXPX close-up. A public affairs presentation of WXPX West Hazleton. I'm Andy Mahalshig reporting.
Here's the call sign in Baltimore today.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, G. Gordon Liddy, and the Grease Man, WJFK, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C., WJFK, Baltimore.
That's G. Gordon Liddy's bugle. This is what it used to be in
Everything
Baltimore.
Everything you need. From your all-in-one station, WFBR Baltimore.
Good morning, I'm Karen Francis, WFBR News.
That was recorded in the 1960s.
WKCY, FM and AM, Harrisonburg, the Shenandoah Valley's Country KCY.
Partly cloudy and 61. Good Monday morning. I'm Dave Berman with a country KCY news and information update.
From Virginia into North Carolina.
Radio 13, WSYD, Mount Airy.
And from the north to the south in the Carolinas.
WCKI Radio, serving Greer, Greenville, and Spartanburg, South Carolina, 1300 AM.
We seem to be skipping from state to state, one station at a time, and continuing southward. Here's Georgia.
Ignorant. A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Brandsville Jewelers presenting our time now. It's 9 o'clock. This is WMTM, AM, and FM Stereo, Moultrie, Georgia.
This edition of Mutual Network News is presented to you by the Harper McCall Insurance Agency, North Main Street in Moultrie, providing insurance coverage for the 90s.
Nitti's peace talks underway and a change of plea in mass murder case. With Mutual News, I'm Ross Simpson.
And Ross, we're going to stay in Georgia down to the town of Winder.
WIMO in Winder.
This morning, for the American airman shot down over Bosnia,
we have successfully rescued the pilot.
And for baseball's Mickey Mantle.
Those two things happened at the same time. Keep things in perspective for you here.
4 o'clock from WRKT, WRKT-FM, Cocoa Beach.
I'm Ken McKenzie in the WRKT News and Information Center.
Now, that whole city got all messed up with WXXO, WXXU. Which one have I got here?
All day revival is WXXO, Winter Garden, and WXXU, Cocoa Beach, Orlando's Gospel Explosion.
They moved those call letters all around that central part of Florida, from Winter Garden to Orlando to Cocoa Beach. XXU there.
above 50s. And when I say that, everybody just tingles because it's so cold. And we are covering all the keys from Key Largo to Key West. We are WFFG Marathon, and currently we do have 66 degrees. And like Casey Kasem says, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's real original, my dear. Thank you very much. When we first came to Florida, this is what you heard at 1300 in the Tampa Bay region.
We say goodbye to daybreak as it becomes officially evening. Saturday night, this is WTYM Tampa, a service of Associated Communications Corporation. It's 6 p.m.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Craig Smith.
But all good things have to come to an end. First of all, the station moved out of Tampa to nearby Temple Terrace.
Tocando la mejor música por sobre una década. WQBN, Temple Terrace, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clear Water. Número uno y boom.
Time to put the motorhome in reverse now. We've been going south ever since we left Plymouth, New Hampshire. Now we're going to head back north into Alabama.
Found the best place for great country. 1300 WKXM, Winfield.
We sidestep to the west just a little to the state capital.
One a day for a woman's needs. One a day within women's
state capital of Mississippi, that
the
is.
Right stuff.
WKXI AM Jackson. WKXI FM McGee Jackson.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need to drive too far.
That's great. Okay. Into Tennessee.
It's your life.
It's your move, dummy.
A message from the National Cholesterol Education Program.
News Radio 13, WMTN, Morristown.
And over to Nashville, the capital.
Today is WNQM Christian Calendar, a service of WNQM, Nashville Quality Ministries.
For Middle Tennessee, this is AM 1300, your station for Christ and Prophecy at Southwest Radio Church, WNQM, Nashville.
But back in 1972...
All-Americans present Gary Douglas with more hit music.
WMAK, Nashville.
Okay, we go to Lexington, Kentucky.
Join us for expanded, up-to-the-minute sports news with the ESPN Radio Network every Saturday and Sunday on your number one spot for sports. News Talk 1300 WLXG, Lexington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Les Aspin prepares to let women pilots fly combat missions. Frustrated Palestinians in the occupied territory.
Back in 1975, this is what we got.
Currently in downtown Lexington, 60 degrees. Checking now from the WBLG Pet Patrol.
Okay. Well, we can sneak one more in here, I think.
WCLG, FM, and AM, Morgantown.
With the best music in stereo, 24 hours a day, and all that cash.
And really, lastly this month,
Kansas and the Georgia Satellites from Rock 105, West Virginia's best free concerts.
WCOZ St. Albans.
All the awards Samuel Adams Lager has won have gone to my head. I'm
I bet it would go to your head. Say, I want to thank Tim Hendel and Ron Clark, Dale Hamm, Mark Strickert, and son John S. Bowker for recording some of the IDs you've heard today. Next month, we'll be wrapping up both 1300 and 1995. Can you believe it? Oh, say, and speaking of thanks, did I hear right last month that Jim Snowbarger is going to be taking a hiatus from his band scan column? Well, I hope not. I've enjoyed it. But we'll all learn together in the next 15 minutes or so. Jim?
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker. The things you say would make my mama proud. Yes, they would. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the column we call Band Scan, the one that lets you take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, seen from just darn near everywhere, really. You may recall that last month we were out in central Iowa in my backyard, desperately seeking 1600. And we're going to make it this time, and that's a promise. 1250 on up from central Iowa by day. This month on Band Scan from your DXAS.
1250.
I don't know that that can be
1250 is KCFI Cedar Falls.
No, he had more than
500 watts, 50 miles away.
Actually, you know, put himself on the...
1260 is 5 kilowatt KFGQ in Boone, Christian Station. That's 50 miles away. The talk show here on 1270 is 5 kilowatt KWEB up in Rochester, Minnesota.
Season ticket for sports. Station 1270 KWEB.
The country here on 1270 is a 5 kilowatter down Rock Island, Illinois, whose call I do not recall. 1280, a 1,000-watt, 20 miles away in Newton.
From the number one song
KCOB.
This week on the Overdrive Top 10 Countdown.
You're in unfamiliar territory.
This 500-watter on 1290 is KLEH Anamosa, the other side of Cedar Rapids, about 30 miles. It's off the air now. 1300, 5 kilowatt KGLO Mason City.
Still listening to Radio 13, KGLO Mason City, 56 degrees at Radio Park.
About 120 miles from here. 1310.
You're hearing 1310. KOKS.
1 kilowatt, but down in far southeastern Iowa, Keokuk. And also a 500 watt about 70 miles away on there as well in Perry, Iowa. On 1320, KNIA, Knoxville, 500 watts. 1330, KWLO, Waterloo, 5 kilowatts. 1340, this KROS in Clinton, Iowa, that's about 150 miles away, 1,000 watts. 1350 is coming up, KRNT Des Moines. 1360 is kind of a mess. But we get a bit of the 1 kilowatt directional station in Cedar Rapids. K-Hawk. That's them. Boy, they are directional. 1370. Contemporary music here is 5 kilowatt KDTH in Dubuque in far northeastern Iowa. And the other station is 500-watt KLBA down in Albia, about 70 miles south of me. And they come in fairly well, even though they are directional. 1390 is 1 kilowatt.
There's always something.
Oh, no, 1380 here.
At the coffee corner located
KCII.
In Washington.
Washington, south of Iowa City, that's 500 watts. 1390 is KJJY, 1 kilowatt in Des Moines. Country. 1400 is clobbered by 500 watt KGRN in Grinnell. They clobber 1420 as well.
I have one more thing.
And 1430.
These tips that you give.
This is 1 kilowatt KASI in Ames, about 40 miles west of me.
Brochures or materials. It's really been interesting, some of the tips that you offer.
1440. This is WGEM, 5 kilowatts, down in Quincy, Illinois. That's way down across from Hannibal, Missouri. 1450 is 1 kilowatt KMRY from Cedar Rapids.
I want you.
That's 1460. Going back and forth between 1450 and 60 here. That's KDMI Des Moines, 5 kilowatts, the old KSO. Here on 1450, looking north and south, bits of Kirksville, Missouri, and Albert Lea, Minnesota, fighting it out. KDMI. 1470. Well, we don't get much of anything on 1470. A bit of KWAY in Waverly, and that's about it. That's a 1 kilowatt directional the other way. Just can't hardly get him at all. 1480, that's my 500-watt hometown local, K-L-E-E Ottumwa. We had that DX test a couple of years ago and just about got them coast to coast. They're 100 miles away. 1490, the country is a station 20 miles south of Des Moines, 500 watts. And Burlington and Mason City are fighting it out here in the background on 1490. 1500.
AM
1500. Righto. You got to work on it, but you can get them. 1510 is KIFG in Iowa Falls, a little 1,000-watt station with a tiny short tower. They don't get out very far. 1520. The country music here on 1520 low modulation is KSIB down in Creston. It's a 1-kilowatt station. It also doesn't get out very far. Normally, we get KOLM in Rochester, Minnesota pretty well. But I think they're off the air today. 1530 is clobbered by our 50-kilowatt local KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa.
You're listening to the Sound of America, serving the nation's heartland from Waterloo, Iowa.
Clobbering 1550 as well. And 1560, the Elton John there is 1 kilowatt KCJJ in Iowa City, about 90 miles away. They're pretty directional. And the other station there is KBEW, a 1 kilowatt station from Blue Earth, Minnesota, up in the southern part of the state. And, of course, they make it up to the Twin Cities.
Register each and every week for a chance to win KBEW's Disney World Getaway.
News Talk Radio for North Central Iowa.
1570 is KQWC Webster City, 250 watts, about 60 miles away, and KMCD and Fairfield's in the background down southeastern Iowa. 1580 is KCHA in Charles City, northern Iowa, 500 watts. 1590, KWBG in Boone, and 1600, 5-kilowatt KCRG, Cedar Rapids. And here on 1610, a 20-watt outlet of the National Weather Service about 50 miles away from it.
There we go. Ding, 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 ding. We're done. We're done. We're out of here.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Not entirely done. We're done with the scan from Iowa, but we managed to acquire a few more scans from various places around the country. We'll be presenting them next month. We're going to North Carolina, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And Ron Clark is slipping one in on us from down there. Very interesting view by day from North Carolina. And Tim Hendel promises, and also there are a few other things that are possibly there, too. Now, we have a major part of the country we have not covered, and if you think you could help us out, we would love to hear from you. If you'd like to see this column continue, we need you to contribute some material to help us do that, since we don't have a travel budget. Well, we don't have any kind of budget, actually.
Really?
So the whole southern part of the United States has not been heard from yet, with the exceptions, of course, of Miami and Los Angeles, and Lord knows they aren't really part of the United States anyway. So that leaves the whole thing wide open. We also haven't heard from Michigan, Wisconsin, some way out in far northeast, like Maine and Vermont, nothing there, although we've touched Massachusetts for sure. Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico, lots of places we haven't been yet. So if you got scans and like to send them this way, do that. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. You can send them to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. All other spellings of that name are unsupported, and I do not respond to them. So don't follow any rumors. You get the straight stuff right here. Anyway, send them to me at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, Jim. Now here's John Bowker with a look at how you can help out the DX Audio Service Travelog.
Well, yes, Fred. You know, the success of this Travelog column here on the audio service is due in no small measure to the contributions of our listeners. Linda and I are lucky to have really retired a few years back in good health and with the ability to travel all around the United States with radio and tape recorders running every hour on the hour. 72,000 miles in this motorhome already. Goodness. But, you know, as we pass through a region, we're really only able to pick up stations within, what, 20 or 30 miles of our location for the most part? We've got some 3,000 clean station breaks on tape now, and we're only interested in AM stations, by the way. We'll let somebody else do the FMs and start their own column if they want. Oh, dear. So anyway, we can always use a hand from our listeners, and here's what I would ask. If anyone who's listening to this tape today is interested in contributing to the station break collection for the audio service, if you will just send me a postcard, I will send back to you what I'm specifically looking for, the stations I'm missing in your area, and how simple it is to make the recordings. And by the way, I don't use expensive recording equipment when I'm on the road. I got 7 of these things. I can't afford a lot of money of that kind. But anyway, in that way, you won't be going to a lot of work that may just duplicate something I already have on tape. Send a postcard to me as follows. John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. My mailing address is 1811, 1811 that is, Fort Duquesne Drive. And I spell Duquesne in an odd way. D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-A. It looks funny to you, but that's the way it's spelled. The town is Sun City Center, Florida, 33573-5035. And if you'd like to email to me, it's one word, RadioJohn, R-A-D-I-O-J-O-H-N, at AOL.com, for those of you not on the AOL system. By the way, I don't want you to phone me, please. I will phone you back if you'll give me your telephone number, but I'll never call you after 8 p.m. your time, nor before 9 o'clock in the morning, your time. So, with that, Fred, maybe we'll be able to add to the collection.
Well, let's take a look at our DX time machine from 50 years ago, from the October 13th, 1945 DX News magazine. Dick Cooper of Pennsylvania reported receiving a ZNS verification that had been held up by the censors since 1943. And Doc Kirk of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, received a verification from HJFM on 1210 kilohertz. During the first 2 weeks of October, Al Bartholomew of Corning, New York, reported hearing WXLQ in Bermuda, KSAI Saipan, AFRS Canal Zone, and Trans-Pacific Stations 2SM, 4BK, 2TM, 3AW, 4QE, 1YA, and 4YA. The latter was over KGO 810. From 25 years ago, from the October 10th, 1970 DX News magazine, Stuart Drake announced the details of the 1970-1971 National Radio Club Domestic Contest. And a 16-year-old by the name of Craig Kukol of Naperville, Illinois, reported in with loggings via his Hallicrafters SX-130, long wire and a 4-foot box loop. He had reports going out to Belize on 834, TGT on 1187, and HJCY on 810. It seemed that Father Jack Pace of San Diego, California, had our luck back about 25 years ago, as he complained that copies of DX News were being received from 1 to 3 weeks late. Rick Evans of Gary, Indiana, reported 72 new herds and 59 new verifications in the previous 5 months, plus 35 new graveyarders in the previous year. From 10 years ago, the Association of North American Radio Clubs has just installed a new computer bulletin board using a Commodore 64 and a 300 baud modem. The United States and Mexico finally signed a AM radio pack, which allowed U.S. daytimers to implement full post-sunset and nighttime operations. Let the madness begin. And leading the National Radio Club contest was Neil Wolfish of Manitoba with 1,030 points, followed by William Mosher of North Dakota with 687, and also Bruce Conte of New Hampshire. And that, my friends, is our DX time machine. The 20th Annual Suncoast Amateur Radio and Computer Convention, which is the 1995 ARRL State Convention, will take place November 18th through the 19th in Tampa, Florida, at the Florida Expo Park at I-4 and US 301. For more information on tickets or the availability of swap tables, contact Gene at area code 813-525-5178 or write 1556 56th Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33703. And if you hear a guy on the air by the call sign of WA2WEN, hey, That's John Bowker.
This is the DX Change.
Dennis Picard is selling his Quantum Loop for $135 Canadian, which is approximately $100 United States. If you'd like to give Dennis a call, his number is area code 819-379-5647. Or you can write to him at 3830 St. Germain. The spelling of the city is TROIS-RIVIERES-OUEST. That's the province of Quebec, and the postal code is GHY6L8. Bob Harrison at 166 Renner Avenue, Union, New Jersey, 07083-8839, or you can give him a call at area code 908-964-4938, is looking for a National Radio Club domestic AM log, 10th edition, circa 1989. He'll pay full price plus shipping, and that's our DX Change column.
If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on the DX Change. Send a card or letter with all the information.
Keep an ear on 1660 from now on. Mike Hardister says that several people have reported hearing what they think is WJDM in Elizabeth, New Jersey, although one DXer heard programming on 1640 from his location in Missouri. A National Radio Club member, Al Merriman, heard rock music and an open carrier on 1660, and that was on October the 10th. Dave Braun heard the same programming on October the 13th at 2035 hours Eastern Local Time, but it was gone by 2100 hours. Ken Chatterton is compiling the list of verification signers, and if you have any information on people who sign verifications at radio stations that don't fit into Ken McHarg's requirements for his confirmed DXer column, send them directly to Ken Chatterton. He'll pass along any pertinent information to Ken McHarg, and if you're not sure which Ken it should go to, just send it to Ken Chatterton, and he'll pass it on to Ken. Ken Chatterton's address is Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. And that little music means it's time to flip our cassette over to Side 2 for more of the DX Audio Service. And on Side 2, we'll tell you about a new column called Assignment Air Check. All this and more on Side 2 of the DX Audio Service for November 1995.